This is KNKX News. The Seattle Sounders host Chicago Fire FC in the club's 2020 MLS home opener on Sunday. Sports commentator Art Thiel sat down with KNKX's Kevin Kniestad to talk about what to expect this season and the excitement that still remains from last year's championship.
Take us back to last year and what was going on.
It was a fantastic experience. Last November, the first MLS championship contested on Seattle grounds. Was at the Clink, 70,000 people, national television audience. It was really a wonderful experience. And I have to say, having been there for the Seahawks games, this crowd was equal to, or maybe even a little bit louder and more intense, because this was the culmination of soccer in Seattle to date. There were so many people who wanted this moment for not only the 11-year existence of the Sounders, but going back to their North American Soccer League days, people were heavily invested in this game, and to have the triumph be so decisive, this was really a big deal.
All right, so there is also an anniversary to mark this year in the MLS too, isn't there?
Yeah, it's the 25th anniversary of the league, and I think everybody around the league has a right to be proud, because it didn't die on the vine like it was predicted 25 years ago, because they're saying, oh, you know, soccer is never going to work in America. It's too busy a sports country and all the usual excuses. Well, it was a rocky start, first 5-10 years, but I think the Sounders made a big impact on the future by being such a well-managed and successful organization. And they've helped push MLS forward to the point where they're still expanding. I think they just awarded a franchise to Charlotte, and so the growth is steady, but they've been careful enough not to get crazy with either payroll or moving too fast. I think every place that they put a team seems to have a reasonable shot at success, because the sport continues to grow internally and get more respect internationally.
All right, well, looking forward to the team this year. New faces, same faces, who are we going to see out there?
Well, they got a great new center midfielder from Brazil. He's 28 years old, João Paulo. He's really a special player, and I think he's going to be a fixture very quickly in Seattle sports. He already scored a goal 6 minutes into his first preseason game, and I think he's going to be the guy that everybody's going to watch for. And the fact that they were able to get him in his prime is another hallmark for the progress not only of Seattle but for MLS, to get a guy like this. They replaced a very popular player, Roman Torres, in the back. Yamar Gomez Andrade from Colombia, he'll be the center back, and he's another big add. But familiar faces are back. Jordan Morris up top, and we've got Stefan Fry in goal, and hopefully Nico Ladero will be healthy enough to play. He missed most of the preseason with a knee injury, and he went back to Uruguay and tried to get healed, and so we'll see if he makes it on Sunday. But this group is as good as it was last year, if not even a little bit better. The majority owner, Adrian Hanauer, is a Seattle native, as is coach Brian Schmetzer. And these guys really had an aspiration to do something special here in Seattle. And Hanauer has not been bashful about saying he wants the Sounders to be a major international brand. I think Hanauer is getting closer and closer to his goal of making the Sounders the brand, the team that international stars want to come to.
All right. Thanks, Art.
My pleasure.
KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com. You can subscribe to podcasts of these weekly chats at knkx.org. I'm Kevin Kniestad.